Good morning. Today we have two fundamental questions as it relates to the Tkiyas HaShofar about specific activities. Are they permitted between the beginning of the Tkiyas HaShofar and the end of Tkiyas HaShofar? As we know, there's a halacha not to speak, not to have a hefsek in between the beginning and the end. So question number one, how about if somebody needed to go to the bathroom? Obviously, you have to go to the bathroom. But how about saying the bracha afterwards of Asher Yatzar? Can you say that, or is that considered a hefsek, an unwarranted break between intercession, interruption, between the beginning of the Tkiyas HaShofar and the end of the Tkiyas HaShofar? Question number one. Question number two, how about learning, being involved in Torah, unrelated to the davening, during that time period as well? So when it comes to Asher Yatzar, this is actually a machlokas of the poskim. The Bnei Yeshua says as follows. It's on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Kevan de tkiyas de Rosh Hashanah ma'akvat zoat zo kula kechada mitzvah chashivle. Because the tkiyas of Rosh Hashanah, they each require each other. In other words, you need them all. And each one is part and parcel of the mitzvah. It's considered as if it's one mitzvah, similar to the saying of the Hallel. The Hallel is one mitzvah from the beginning to the end. Megillah, laying the Megillah, is one mitzvah from the beginning and the end. And the same halachas apply to the Hallel and Megillah. We can't have an hefsek other than in certain very limited circumstances. So to here, we are not allowed to have a hefsek during the Tkiyas. It's one mitzvah. Accordingly, one indeed would be prohibited from saying the bracha of Asher Yatzar. So in fact, this equates saying Asher Yatzar during the Tkiyas to the inability, the prohibition of not saying Asher Yatzar when somebody is saying the Birkas Kriya Shema. So when somebody is saying Birkas Kriya Shema, you would not say the Asher Yatzar. This is the Prosak of the Mishnah Berurah. You wait till afterward. So to hear, you would not say Asher Yatzar during the shofar blowing. On the other hand, the majority view of the postgame, that was the Bnei Yeshua, but the majority view of the postgame is that indeed, if somebody needs to go to the bathroom during the time that of Tkiyas HaShofar, not right when they're blowing, but between the sets of the blowing, but before the end of the Tkiyas HaShofar, before the mitzvah is completed, somebody had to go to the bathroom, indeed, we would be lenient and permit saying the bracha of Asher Yatzar. And the reason is because that whole prohibition of not speaking during the time of Tkiyas HaShofar, between the beginning and the end of the Tkiyas HaShofar, is not brought in the Gemara. It's sourced in some Rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. And accordingly, because it's not in the Gemara, we can be a little bit lighter, a little bit more lenient, and we're going to equate the saying of Asher Yatzar not as we did before to saying it during the brachas of Kriyat Shema, which we don't do, but we would equate it to saying Asher Yatzar between Baruch Sheamar and Yishtabach during Psukei Dezimra, which we do. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, that is permitted to say Asher Yatzar between Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach. We would say the same thing as well when it comes to the Tkiyas HaShofar. We would be lenient and permit somebody to say Asher Yatzar then, and especially because the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah is fairly long, there is a possibility that somebody will need to go to the bathroom a second time as well. And once you go the second time to the bathroom, you would lose the opportunity to say the bracha on the first time, because you say Asher Yatzar once for all prior bathroom events. So if you missed the first one and you went again and the second one, you would say only a bracha on the second one, and that would be only after the Tkiyas HaShofar is completed. So for those reasons, we paskin that we are lenient to permit saying Asher Yatzar between the beginning and the end of the brachas, during the beginning and the end of the mitzvah of Tkiyas HaShofar. Next question, how about learning Torah during that time as well? So in fact, it's also prohibited. It's considered a hefsek, it's considered a break in doing the mitzvah of the Tkiyas HaShofar. Somebody also should be paying attention to the repetition of the Shemona Esrei, of the Chazarat HaShatz. So another thing that somebody has to pay attention, if you're learning, then you're not paying attention. However, there are a couple exceptions to the rule. Number one, somebody who finishes his Shemona Esrei, his Tfilah B'Lachash, and he's waiting for the Chazan to begin the Chazarat HaShatz, it would be permitted to learn at that point. And in addition, if the Chazan is taking his time, he is saying lengthy piyutim. It's not during the fundamental, critical parts of the repetition of the Shemona Esrei, but the piyutim, the additional songs, the additional paragraphs that we say called the piyut, then it would be acceptable to learn, but not out loud. You can think about learning, you can read, but don't verbalize the words. There are also those who permit to learn the halachas as it relates to the kiyas, because then it's not considered a hafsek to learn the halachas, the dinim, the inyanim, the kavanas of the tkiyas. That would not be considered a hafsek to the tkiyas, because you're learning about the tkiyas, and there's even an opinion that you can say tehillim during that time as well. So the bottom line, when it comes to the bracha of Asher Yetzar, we are indeed lenient. Somebody who had to go to the bathroom is permitted to say the bracha of Asher Yetzar. When it comes to learning about items that are not related to the tkiyas and the halachas of tkiyas, and maybe even Yom HaDin, but extra learning at that point, let's stick with the tkiyas, because it should be part of the tkiyas. If it's not a hefsek, because it relates to the tkiyas and the halacha of the tkiyas, but to learn other things, indeed, if it's not when waiting at a passive time for the chazan to begin, or a time that the chazan is tang piyutim, indeed, that learning should be avoided. Have a wonderful day.